你们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天我跟弟兄姐妹们交通神对以东的审判。
This morning, what I want to fellowship on is God's judgment against Edom.
让我们先来读一些神的话。
Let's first read the scripture together.
第一处章节是在俄巴底亚书第一章的一到四节。
Let's first read the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 1 through 4.
俄巴底亚书第一章第一到第四节，俄巴底亚得了耶和华的默示，论以东说：我从耶和华那里听见信息，并有使者被差往列国去，说：起来吧，一同起来与以东征战。我使你以东在列国中为最小的，被大大藐视。住在山穴中，居住在高处的啊，你因狂傲自欺，心里说：谁能将我拉下地去呢？你虽如大鹰高飞，在星宿之间搭窝，我必从那里拉下你来。这是耶和华说的。
The vision of Obadiah. This is what the Lord God says concerning Edom. We have heard a report from the Lord. And an envoy has been sent among the nations saying, Arise and let's go against her for battle. Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You are greatly despised.The arrogance of your heart has deceived you. You who live in the clefts of the rock, in the loftiness of your dwelling place, who say in your heart, Who will bring me down to earth? Though you build high like the eagle, though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord.
好，下面一处还是在俄巴底亚书第八节到第十节。耶和华说，到那日，我岂不从以东除灭智慧人，从以扫山除灭聪明人？提曼呢、啊？你的勇士必惊惶，甚至以扫山的人都被杀戮剪除，因你向兄弟雅各行强暴，羞愧必遮蔽你，遮盖你，你必永远断绝。
Chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. Will I not on that day, declares the Lord, destroy wise men from Edom?And understanding from the mountain of Esau, then you mighty men will be dismayed, O Teman, so that everyone may be cut off from the mountain of Esau by slaughter. Because of your violence to your brother Jacob, you will be covered with shame, and you will be cut off forever.
然后俄巴底亚书的十七节到第十八节。
Obadiah, verse 17 to 18.
在锡安山必有逃脱的人。那山也必成圣，雅各家必得原有的产业，雅各家必成为大火，约瑟家必为火焰，以扫家必如碎秸，火必将他烧着吞灭，以扫家必无余剩的。这是耶和华说的。
Verse 17 to 18. But on Mount Zion there will be those who escape, and it will be holy, and the house of Jacob will possess their possessions.Then the house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. But the house of Esau will be a stubble, and they will set them on fire and consume them, so that there will be no survivor of the house of Esau. For the Lord has spoken.
俄巴底亚书其实它只有一章，最后的一节。
The book of Obadiah, the last verse.
必有拯救者上到锡安山，审判以扫山，国度就归耶和华了。
The deliverer will ascend Mount Zion to judge the mountain of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's.
然后我们再来读两处章节，是做解释的。
Let's read two more verses which explains.
在创世纪第三十六章八到九节。
Book of Genesis, chapter 36, verse 8 to 9.
于是以扫住在西尔山里，以扫就是以东，以扫是西尔山里以东人的始祖。他的后代记在下面。
So Esau lived in the hill country of Seir. Esau is Edom. These then are the records of the generations of Esau, the father of Edomites, in the hill country of Seir.
那当然我们不会读这些后代，里面有智慧人，有勇士，也有君王。
Of course, we are not going to read about the future generations. There are wise people, there is eternity, and the king.
然后在加勒太书第五章第十七节。
We'll continue to read the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 17.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此为敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
For the flesh sets its desires against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please.
好，现在我呢，把这个英文的这个版本翻译成中文，我再来读一遍。因为肉体的情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和肉体相争，这两个是彼此为敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。好，下面我们来祷告。
Now I will read this translation again, and then we will pray. For the flesh sets its desire against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that they may not do the things that you please.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
如果我们过一个生活是没有你的话，
If we live with a life without you,
那是何等的光景。
What a condition we would be.
但是因为你的恩典，你的慈爱，
But because your grace and your mercy,
在这一周开始的时候，
At the first day of this week,
七日的第一日，
The first day of the seventh
day, 你召聚我们到桌子的面前，
You call us to your table.
而且你现在还要把你恩慈的话语来赐给我们，
And you will give your gracious words to us.
给我们亮光，给我们力量，
Give us light and strength.
我们要感谢你，
We want to thank you.
也保守下面的时间，
May you bless the following time.
让我们知道如何来征战，
So that we know how to wage the war, how to fight in this war.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
In his name, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，下面的时间我们求主来握住我们的手。
May the Lord hold our hands in the ensuing time.
也愿我们不要把这个主的手甩掉。
We will never sway away God's hand.
好，那弟兄姐妹们，我们现在都是迎接国度的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are those people who welcome the coming of the kingdom.
要来的9月21号，我们要传天国的福音。
On September 21st, we will spread the gospel of the kingdom.
也要为天国的福音来做见证。
We'll also testify for the kingdom.
那迎接国度呢，必须要认识属灵的征战。
For us to welcome the kingdom, we need to have understanding of the spiritual warfare.
而且了解神怎么样在这个里面征战。
And we need to know how God works in this spiritual warfare.
国度和征战的概念，我们应该都很熟悉。
We are very familiar with the concepts of the kingdom and the warfare.
国度就是一个掌权的范围和其中的人事物。
Kingdom refers to the domain of the authority of a ruler and all the things within it.
它的性质和内容呢，是由这个国度的掌管者来决定的。
The nature and the content is determined by its ruler.
君王是什么样的君王？
The type of the king.
就定义了国度是怎么样的国度。
Determines the type of the kingdom.
而如果有敌对的双方因为争夺这个掌管的权力而彼此起冲突。
And there are opposing parties, they strive to fight for the control of the kingdom.
而且使用各自的能力要胜过对方。
And they will use their power to overcome each other.
这就是征战。
This is war.
在我们所处的这个国家又到了4年1度的选举年。
In this country, this year marks a year of election.
所以用这个大选来做例子的话，不需要解释，我们就可以知道这个征战跟国度的图画了。
If we take this election as example, it can be easily the concept of the kingdom and the war can be easily illustrated.
美国下面四年何去何从，就是根据于谁来掌权。
What this country, which direction this country will go, depends on who.Is going to be in control of this country.
那这个大选它的征战焦点在哪里呢？
So what is the focal point of this election?
在媒体上出现的也好，怎么也好，我们大多数人看见的是下面这几点。
Whether it is in the media or not, most people can see the following things.
候选人。
The candidates.
候选的党派。
The candidates' parties.
经济政治的这些政策。
The economic and political policies.
也许还有人权、自由、平等。
Maybe it also include human rights, freedom, and equality.
还可以加上外交啊，或者是这个移民呐、政策各类的。
It also may include foreign affairs and immigration policies, etc.
而神的儿女教会所要面对的、所要参与的是属灵的征战。
But for God's children and the church, what we will be engaged is in the spiritual warfare.
属灵征战的焦点在哪里呢？
What is the focal point of the spiritual warfare?
在乎光明跟黑暗。
It's regarding light and darkness.
是正义跟邪恶。
Justice and evil.
是在乎神掌权，还是那个掌管着幽暗世界的天空中那属灵气的恶魔来掌权？
It is about who reigns. Is it God reigns or the evil spirit that rules over this dark world?
所以属灵的国度就是神掌权的国度。
Therefore, the spiritual kingdom is the kingdom where God reigns.
哪里神掌权了？
Wherever God reigns,
就有光明。
There is light.
就有公义。
There is justice.
就有自由。
There is freedom.
就有平安。
There is peace.
也有喜乐。
Joy.
而且仁爱。
And love.
那这样的话，是不是大选跟教会没关系了？
So does that mean there's the election has nothing to do with our church?
如果大选无关光明黑暗，无关正义邪恶。无关神的主权，就与教会没无关。
If the election has nothing to do with light and darkness, justice and evil, and then all the sovereignty of God, then it has nothing to do with the church.
但反过来。
But on the contrary.
如果神的地位遭到亏损。
If God's position is diminished.
神不但为得敬畏，反而被藐视贬低了。
If God is not honored and he is belittled.And despised.
那就不但跟教会有关，而且跟教会息息相关。
Then it is not only relevant, but also closely connected to church.
也许有弟兄姐妹要问，你的观点是什么？
So maybe some brother and sister may wonder. So what is your perspective?
也许有弟兄姐妹说，讲都不要讲。
Maybe some brother and sister say, "Oh, don't even mention this."
我很愿意讲。
I'm willing to talk about it.
我有很多话要讲。
And I have much to say.
但是在座每个弟兄姐妹都有从神来的一份，也都有要讲的。
But every brother and sister may have a lot to say from God.
那现在是不是一个合适的时机和场合呢？
But is this the right time and place?
是不是这样的交通会建造教会？
Will this kind of fellowship build the church up?
并且让信神的人得益处。
And also benefit those who believe in the Lord.
我个人觉得不确定。
I personally not, I'm not sure.
但是我愿意把自己敞开。
But I'm willing to open myself.
如果你愿意的话，随时欢迎你找我交通。
If you wish, at any time you can come and fellowship with me.
有一件事我确定的。
There's one thing I'm sure of.
征战属乎耶和华。
The battle belongs to the Lord.
因为在圣经里面也讲，胜败不在乎你们。
Because it,
是在乎神。
Because it says in the Bible.The battle belongs to the Lord, for the outcome does not depend on us, but on God.
刚才我们已经读过了，国度必归耶和华。
We already read this verse. The kingdom is God's.
而且我也确定。
And also, I'm sure.
现在每一天都是一个美好的机会。
Each and every day is a great opportunity.
让我们每个人到神面前寻求。
May each and every one of us come and seek the Lord.
来学习谦卑舍己的功课。
To learn the lesson of humility and self-denial.
学习跟从圣灵
to learn to follow the Holy Spirit,
起来追求生命的长进
to rise up and pursue the growth of life.
所以照着我里面的负担，下面我们一起来看一看属灵征战里面非常重要的一个内容。
So according to the burden within me, let's look at an important aspect of the spiritual warfare.
就是神的审判。
It is God's judgment.
清楚认识这件事啊，会带来我们生命里面的改变。
Understanding this clearly will bring about a transformation in our life.
让我们不失脚。
So that we may not stumble.
国度今天就可以在个人、在各家、在聚会里面成为实际。
The kingdom will become a reality among each individual, each family, and a church.
在圣经的小先知书里面有一本很特别的书，叫《俄巴底亚书》。
In the minor prophets of the Bible, there is a very unique book called Obadiah.
这本书整篇都是围绕着审判。
The entire book focused on God's judgment.
特别是神对以东的审判。
Especially God's judgment against Edom.
这是我今天的题目。
And this is also my topic today.
那我下面分享用这个顺序来分享。
So this will be the order of my sharing.
第一个就是俄巴底亚书是神直接向我们讲话。
First, the book of Obadiah is God directly speaking to us.
第二个，以扫家是雅各家独特的仇敌。
Second, the house of Esau is a unique enemy of the house of Jacob.
我们会来看一些圣经里面记载的两族的历史。
And we will read the history of those two tribes together.
第三，以东预表肉体与圣灵为敌。
The three, the house of Esau is the type, and also
type of flesh.
Type of the flesh and opposes a spirit.
第四，我们来看看以东被审判，这是雅各家的得胜和拯救。
The judgment of Edom is the victory and the salvation of the house of Jacob.
这件事成就马上带进国度。
And the accomplisher of such thing, ushering in the kingdom.
那第五个最后一个方面我们来看，今天我们当如何胜过肉体。
Number five, and we will see how we can overcome the flesh today.
那第一个方面我们来看，俄巴底亚书是神直接向我们讲话。
First, let's see how God directly speaking to us in Obadiah.
这本书作者不详，年代也不详。
The author is unknown, and the date is also uncertain.
俄巴底亚这个名字，它的意思就是神的仆人。
Obadiah means the servant of God.
这是旧约里面最短的一本书。
This is the shortest book in the Old Testament.
非常直接。
It's very direct.
刚才如果有弟兄姐妹翻圣经，你不一定翻得到。
If brother and sister you were trying to search this book.In the Bible, you may not find it.
因为它只在一页纸上，在一些打印上面。
Because it's only on one page, on one page.
以后要找，你就找在约拿书前面。
If you want to look for this chapter, a book in the future, you may find the book before, coming before the book of Jonah.
约拿书起码有四章。
There are four chapters in the book of Jonah, at least.
所以只有二十一节，但信息简单又明了。
It only has 21 verses, but the message is direct and clear.
而且我们不需要花时间再去考察它的背景。
Plus, we do not need to spend time on trying to examine its background.
这是一篇不受时空限制的书。
It's a book that transcends time and space.
普遍适用的。
It can be applied universally.
刚才讲到这本书内容只有一个，就是神对以东的审判。
We mentioned earlier there's one thing that this book focuses on, which is God's judgment against Edom.
虽然年代不详，但我们知道有一点是确定的。
Even though the date was uncertain, but there's one thing that is sure.
先知讲话的时候，以色列是在一个极难、责罚、凌辱的光景里面。
The book, when the prophet was saying this, the Israelites were in the condition of rejection.
Distress, rebuke, and rejection.
Distress, rebuke, and rejection.
这本书就像一线曙光一样，给他们带来安慰，也带来希望。
This book came as a ray of light, which brought them comfort and hope.
所以感谢主，神会审判。
So thank the Lord, the Lord will bring about judgment.
那希望今天我们有机会来领受这本书里面神向我们要说的话。
We will all get the opportunity today to understand what God wants to say through this book.
那第二方面我们来看，以扫家是雅各家独特的仇敌。
Then we will see the house of Esau is a unique enemy of the house of Jacob.
那为着一些弟兄姐妹的缘故还不太熟，那我们来回顾一下，温习一下。
Maybe some brother and sister are not familiar with this book, so let's read it together.
About Esau and Jacob.
About Esau and Jacob together.
那以扫和雅各是谁呢？
So who are Esau and Jacob?
他们都是历史上的人物。
They're all historical figures.
以扫他又有一个名字叫以东。
Esau is also called Edom.
以扫家就是以扫的后代以东人。
And the house of Esau refers to the descendants of Esau.
雅各也有一个名字叫以色列。
Jacob is also called Israel.
雅各家就是雅各的后代，以色列人。
The house of Jacob refers to the descendants of Jacob, the Israelites.
那历世历代人，以东人就是以色列人那个独特的仇敌。
Throughout history, the Edomites have been the unique enemies of the Israelites.
那弟兄姐妹应该很多都很熟悉了。
Brother and sister may be familiar with this.
以扫和雅各是从一个母亲腹中生出来的双生子。
Esau and Jacob were twins from one mother.
他们是近亲里面的近亲。
They are as close as it can be for relatives.
然后雅各跟以扫这对孪生兄弟从一出生就开始征战。
However, Esau and Jacob they were in conflict since they were born.
以至于雅各在哥哥以扫要杀他的这个威胁下面呢，必须要离家逃难。
To the point that Jacob had to flee under the threat of his brother who wants to kill him.
他受了很多的苦难。
He endured a lot of sufferings.
他们两个人的后代，以东人、以色列人之间也是如此。
And it's the same with their descendants.
尤其是以东人和以色列人，他们累代的敌对，累代的征战。
Especially generations after generations, the Israelites and Edomites have been in conflict.
根据圣经的记载。
According to the recordings of the Bible,
以色列人在进迦南美地的过程里面呢，以东人粗暴地拒绝了他们过路的要求。
When the Israelites were on their way to the promised land, the Edomites harshly rejected them.
而且呢，以色列人刚过了红海，马上就有一场征战。
Then after the Israelites passed the Red Sea, there was a war.
而且不是他们主动，是一般人叫亚玛利人主动来与他们征战。
And it's not the Israelites who waged this war, but Amalekites who waged this war.
亚玛利人就是以扫的后代。
The Amalekites are those in descendants of the of Esau.
而且亚玛利人在以色列人在迦南地居住的时候，也成为主要的敌人之一。
And during the time the Israelites living in Canaan, and they're also the major enemies of the Israelites.
曾经以色列人有一个王叫扫罗王。
There was a king Saul who was a king of the Amalekites.
他打败了亚玛利人。
King Saul defeated the Amalekites.
但是他却顾惜他们的君王和美好的牛羊。
But he spared the king and their best of their livestock.
没有照神的命令除尽除灭禁禁。
He did not destroy all of them according to God's command.
那圣经记载，耶和华向扫罗大发怒气。
The scripture recorded that God was greatly displeased.
因为早在出埃及记，神就说，圣经就这样讲，耶和华要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了，已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。
Because it's said in the book of Exodus, God has sworn to blot out the name of Amalek from under the heaven and wage war against Amalek generation after generation.
那很快到了以色列人被掳的时候。
And later, during the captivity of the Israelites,
有一个叫哈曼的人要设毒计杀灭以色列人全族。
There was a man named Haman who plotted to exterminates all the Israelites.
这个哈曼就是亚玛利人。
This Haman is an Amalekite.
好，到新约时代呢。
And it comes to the New Testament.
耶稣降生之后。
After the birth of Jesus.
为了除掉他，杀害很多婴孩的那个大希律就是以东人。
King Herod, who ordered the massacre of a lot of infants, was a Amalekite.
还有后来杀害施洗约翰的希律王，都是以扫的后代。
And also Herod, who ordered the execution of John the Baptist, he's also Amalek.
那当然包括在俄巴底亚书里面记载所有的恶行。
And including all those evil deeds recorded in Obadiah.
所以这是以色列人所面对的非常厉害的一个仇敌。
This is a fierce enemy that the Israelites face.
旧约中提到以色列人的仇敌非常多。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites, they have a lot of enemies.
埃及人。
Include Egyptians,
迦南七族
Canaanites,
米甸人
the seven Canaanite tribes and Midianites,
摩亚人和亚门人
the Moabites and Ammonites,
腓力士人
the Philistines,
亚述人
the Assyrians,
加勒底人
and the Chaldeans,
等等等等
etc.
但圣经中对在圣经里面对以色列人的这些仇敌都宣告过审判
In the Bible, judgment has been declared against all those enemies.
而以东人被提到的次数是最多的。
But the Edomites are mentioned the most times.
或者说这是被神宣告审判最多的一个仇敌。
In other words, they are those ones that are declared a judgment most.
所以这个仇敌被打败是如此的重要。
So it's so important that this enemy was defeated.
如此有代表性。
And it's so representative.
什么时候他还在，以色列人就被欺压。
Whenever they're still around, those Israelites are still oppressed.
神就不能掌权。
And God cannot rule and reign.
他被除灭，直接与以色列人的得救和国度的到来连在一起。
The destruction of Edom was directly connected to the Israelites' salvation and the coming of the kingdom.
那今天这些在我们身上又有什么应用呢？
So what does that mean? How does it apply to us in nowadays?
以扫家是谁？
So who is the house of Esau?
雅各家是谁？
Who is the house of Jacob?
我们不要看对面，看左右。
Let's not look around.
在第三个方面跟大家分享，以东预表的是肉体。
The third aspect, Edom symbolizes the flesh.
它是与圣灵为敌的。
And it opposes the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们信主之后，
Brothers and sisters, after we believe in the Lord,
我们里面人的灵苏醒过来
and our spirit is awakened,
而且接受圣灵住在我们里面
and we accept the indwelling of the Holy Spirit,
这时候我们有一个属灵的生命
so that we have a spiritual life,
而且开始在属灵的生命上面成长来追求
and our spiritual life will continue to grow and we will pursue the spiritual growth.
那在这个过程里面给我们带来最大阻挡最大难处的是什么呢？
So in this process, what is the greatest obstacle and the difficulty?
是世界吗？
Is it the world?
是罪吗？
Is it sin?
没错，我们现在这个世界握在恶者的手下。
Yes, this world is subject to the powers of the evil.
弯曲悖谬。
And it's twisted and perverse.
罪恶也越来越猖狂。
And you can see evil is rampant.
今天我们所处的这个世界，媒体里面，教育界也好，都是如此。
In this world, in media, even in education, it's all like this.
啊，弟兄也提过，甚至在体育界最大的舞台上面，公开的嘲讽、侮辱基督的信仰。
And brother also mentioned even on the largest stage of sports, and there was an open mock and the scorn of the Christian faith.
完全没有对神的敬畏。
Without any fear of the Lord.
所以我们的心听到之后就有震惊，也有伤痛。
Is our heart grieved and shocked when we heard this?
所以确实，信主的人我们要学习胜过这个世界，胜过罪。
Indeed, the believers need to learn how to overcome the world, overcome sin.
但是在这个之外，还有一个仇敌，在身上的，在我们身上的非常厉害。
But apart from this, there is one enemy which is very fierce, which is within us.
是与生俱来的，我们的近亲呢。
And it comes with us, and it's a close relative to us.
虽然我们已经从圣灵重生了。
Even though we were born of the Spirit.
而且知道我们要来学习顺从圣灵了。
And we need to know, we need to obey the whole, learn to obey the Holy Spirit.
照圣经讲，我们现在要靠着圣灵得生，也要靠着圣灵行事。
According to the Bible, we need to live by the Spirit and walk by the Spirit.
那使我们失败又失败的是什么呢
？So what leads us to be defeated time and again?
上一周有许多弟兄姐妹做见证，讲到在属灵生命里面遇到难处。
Last week during the sharing message, a lot of brothers and sisters talk about the difficulties in their spiritual growth.
今天翻译的姐妹跟我们之前交通的时候，我们也都经过低谷。刚刚经过低谷。
Just now,
还在低谷里。
We were sharing with the interpreter. We were still in the valley.
这个阻碍就是属灵的生命被辖制。
The obstacle is the spiritual life is being oppressed.
有的时候甚至这个肉体以美好的形式出现
Sometimes this flesh would appear in the enticing form
来欺骗我们
Come to deceive us
让我们顾惜自己
So that we will preserve ourselves
依靠自己
Rely on ourselves
就是这个时常隐藏的仇敌肉体
And this is often the hidden enemy which is the flesh
但对我们属灵生命的攻击是最直接最强暴
But its attack to our spiritual life is most direct and most aggressive.
比那些看得见的仇敌更可怕。
Which is more fierce than those apparent visible enemy.
大家记得，仇敌肉体总是在神的儿女得产业的路上来搅扰、来阻挡。
The enemy often set up obstacles when we're about to get the possessions of the inheritance.
那肉体在神儿女属灵的生命里面就是那个。独特的仇敌。
So the flesh is a unique enemy in the spiritual lives of God's children.
那以东如何与以色列人和他们信靠的神征战为敌
？So how does the Edomites fight with those people who and Israelites and their God？
那肉体就如何与圣灵为敌
？That's how the flesh is opposing the Holy Spirit.
在我们里面。
Within us.
因为在加勒太书五章十七节讲，刚才我们读到。因为肉体的情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和肉体相争，这两个是彼此为敌，是我们不能做所愿意做的。
Just a book of Galatians, which we read, for the flesh sets its desire against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please.
所以神如何恨恶以东，神就如何恨恶肉体。
Just as God hates Edom.This is how God hates the flesh.
因为在罗马书第七章第八节这么讲啊，原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
As said in the book of Romans, chapter 8, because the mind set on the flesh is hostile towards God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so, and those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
所以现在我们应该很清楚。
Therefore, we should be clear, have clear understanding of this.
以扫家就在我们身上。
The house of Esau exists within us.
雅各家也在我们身上。
So does the house of Jacob.
是我们里面两个彼此相争的生命。
This is the two opposing life within us.
认识以东人就是认识我们的本相。
To know the house of Edom is to know the nature of self.
让我们认识肉体。
Let's learn about the flesh.
那这非常重要。
It's very important.
那肉体具体有什么表现呢
？So what is the symbols? What is the characteristics of the flesh?
圣经里面讲啊，以扫贪爱世界。
The Bible says Esau loves the world.
轻看了长子的名分。
And despised the birthright.
他贪爱红豆汤。
He craves a red stew.
也因此改名叫以东。
And as he was renamed Edom.
以东就是红的意思。
Edom means red.
那在我们身上的肉体也是贪爱世界。
So the flesh within us also loves the world.
轻看属灵的事。
And despises spiritual matters.
生活中这样的例子我们数不胜数。
There are countless examples in our lives.
我们要问问自己，时间精力是花在世界上，还是花在与神亲近交通上面
？We need to ask whether we spend our time and energy on this world or on God's matters.
我们多少次因为生活上的一些享乐，就牺牲了读经祷告的聚会
？How many times we sacrifice the time for prayer and read the Bible to worldly pleasures？
当我们教养儿女的时候，是注重他们在世界上的得着呢，还是注重他们属灵的成长？
In raising our children, are we focusing more on this, on their worldly achievements or their spiritual growth?
除了这个方面，还有。
And there are other aspects.
虽然以扫轻看神的旨意啊，但是他却想得神的祝福。
Even though Esau despised God's will, he still wants to receive God's blessing.
他也要得产业。
An inheritance.
但是他就用自己的办法。
But he wants to do this all by his own, through his own ways.
所以他曾经知道父母不喜欢自己娶外邦女子，就又去娶了另外一个妻子。
He knew his parents does not like him marrying foreign women, so he attempted to please them by taking another wife.
想要讨好自己的父母。
He wants to please his parents.
但后来他嫉妒这个蒙了祝福的弟弟雅各。
And later he was jealous of his brother who was blessed.
总在雅各得产业的事上为仇为敌。
He continually opposed Jacob's possession of the inheritance.
那在我们生活里面这样的例子也是数不胜数。
And in our lives there are countless examples like this.
多少时候我们遇到事情不求问神。
How many times when we come across some conditions, we do not inquire of the Lord?
不到神面前去祷告。
We do not come before the Lord to pray.
凭着自己的能力和热心要来成就。
And we want to accomplish the things by our own abilities and our zeal.
又比如。
And for another example.
凭着信心的生活，其实就是得产业的道路。
The faith is the way to our faith is the way to our inheritance.
那多少次我们遇到事情的时候？圣灵指教我们的时候，不依靠神呢
？But how many times when we come across some conditions, the Holy Spirit teaches us？
我们就不依靠神。
And we do not follow the Lord and rely on the Lord。
甚至怀疑神的能力。
We even doubt God's power。
依靠自己的聪明和筹算。
We rely on own wisdom and planning。
如果是这样的话，这就是肉体的阻挡。
If this is a case, this is opposing of the flesh.
大家也记得扫罗王还有另外一个故事。
And we also remember another story of King Saul.
他在面对腓力士人要征战的时候，应该等候撒母耳来献祭。
When he was facing the war with the Philistines, he needs to wait for the prophet Samuel to offer sacrifice.
但他没有等候，勉强的献祭。
But he didn't wait for Samuel to do this, but He offered the sacrifice.
因为他惧怕腓力士的军兵。
Because he feared the soldiers of Philistine.
这件事不得神的喜悦。
This displeased God.
那肉体最大的特点是什么呢
？So what is the greatest characteristic of flesh?
在俄巴底亚书讲的非常清楚。
Obadiah has clearly explained.
狂傲。
And this arrogance.
狂傲。
Arrogance.
在俄巴底亚书第一章第三节啊，这些人心里面说：“谁能将我拉下地去呢
？”In the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 3, who will bring me down to earth？
以东人是住在山上的。
Edomites live on the mountain。
他们的今天那些城市的遗址，清楚的可以看到，那地势是易守难攻的。
And you can see the location, the place is
the settlement
is a ideal place for defendants. and hard to
very secured,
very secure,
非常安逸的地方。
It's a comfortable. It sets on comfortable locations.
我们人也天然喜欢在高处的。
And our natural man like to be settled in higher places.
但是大家记得，在彼得前书第五章那里面说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
In book of in the First Peter chapter 5 verse 5, God is opposed to the proud, and He gives grace to the humble.
骄傲就是以东败坏的根源。
Pride is the root of Edom's downfall.
肉体就是在骄傲里面要高抬自己。
The flesh will exalt himself in pride.
肉体是不能降卑的。
He is unable to humble himself.
多少时候，如果我们不愿意受苦
？How many times when we are unwilling to take the sufferings？
如果我们不能被压。
If we cannot be oppressed,
喜欢去讲道理。
We like to reason ourselves.
心里面刚硬。
And we are hardened-hearted.
都是因着自傲。
And it's all because of arrogance.
在而且因此生出许多败坏的果子。
And also, it will bear a lot of fruits of evil.
在加勒太书第五章十九到二十一节这么说。
In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 19.
肉体的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
Galatians 5 verse 19 to 21. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like this, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you.That those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
肉体是毫无良善的。
And there is no goodness in the flesh.
与神的国是无关无分的。
It has no place in God's kingdom.
在神的国里不能允许一丝一点的肉体。
The kingdom cannot tolerate a trace of the flesh.
肉体不能服神的律法，也是不能服。
The flesh does not subject itself to God's law.
这是一个律。
Nor can it.This is a law.
我们靠自己也不能胜过。
And we cannot overcome the flesh by ourselves.
同时，如果对肉体还有期望
，And in the meantime, if we still have expectations for the flesh,
还有顾惜
，And you still cherish it,
甚至尝试去改善
，Or even try to improve it,
必要失败
，You're destined to fall.
所以保罗这个在律法上无可指责的人，在罗马书第七章里面也这么说。
So the Apostle Paul, who was blameless.Under the law, said in Book of Romans, chapter 7.
我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Romans chapter 7, For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man. But I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members.Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?
那我们没有时间去仔细的看这个章节，里面有多少个律啊
？We do not have time to examine all the laws in detail in this chapter.
但是起码有一件事我们知道的。
But at least we know one thing.
就像上周有姐妹交通说，我都恨我自己。
Like one sister shared last week, I hate myself.
真是苦啊
！Wretched man that I am.
所以恨恶过自己的，恭喜你。
For those who hate yourself, congratulations.
我们摸到属灵实际了。
We touch the reality of the Holy Spirit.
但不管怎么说，好像看起来我们就是那一般在凌辱、极难、责罚里的人。
But regardless, we are those ones who are in rejection, rebuke, and distress.
好像一般没有希望的人。
Like those who have no hope.
那神的应对是什么呢
？But what's God's solution?
施行审判。
To bring on the judgment.
所以第四方面，我们来看。以东被审判，这就是雅各家的得胜和拯救也带进国度。
So this is the fourth aspect. The judgment of Edom is the victory and salvation of the house of Jacob, ushering in the kingdom.
明白这场审判的内容和意义非常重要。
It's very important to understand the significance and content of this judgment.
这是属灵生命一个极大的关键。
This is a major turning point of the spiritual life.
感谢主，他亲自征战，亲自施行拯救。
Praise the Lord, He personally carried out the judgment, personally accomplished the salvation.
当以东被审判，那就是肉体被审判。
When Edom is judged, it's the flesh that is being judged.
以东的结局就是被除灭，国度必要来到。
The outcome of Edom is destruction, and the kingdom will come.
那弟兄姐妹一定要问，那神审判的工作又是什么呢
？Then brothers and sisters may ask, so what is God's work of judgment?
弟兄姐妹们，就是基督跟十字架。
Brother and sister, that is Jesus and the cross.
基督就是俄巴底亚书里面的拯救者。
Jesus is the deliverer mentioned in the book of Obadiah.
就像保罗说，感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
Like what Paul says, thank the Lord through our Lord, we can be delivered.
十字架就是审判的实行。
The cross is the execution of the judgment.
神的儿子替我们死，接受神愤怒的惩罚。
God's Son died in our stead and accepted the punishment of the judgment.
在罗马书第八章第三节，那里面讲，律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 3. For what the law could not do, weak as it was, through the flesh, God did, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin.He condemned the sin in the flesh.
神对以东的审判实行在十字架上。
God's judgment on Edom was carried out on the cross.
我们里面的这些所有这些从以东来的败坏都被审判了。
All the corruptions in the Edom was all judged.
我们里面的嫉妒。
All the jealousy.
我们里面的顽梗悖逆。
All the stubbornness.
我们里面的愤恨。
And all the hatred.
我们的结党纷争。
And all the strifes.
所有的自傲。
All the arrogance and pride.
神以他儿子流血舍命为代价。
God used the bleeding, the blood and the death of His Son.
一次就完全解决。
As the sacrifice once and for all.
在世人来看，这简直是愚拙。
For people in this world, it can be looked as foolish.
也不奇怪。
And it's not strange.
肉体最不喜欢的就是十字架。
What the flesh dislikes most is a cross.
肉体最不接受的就是十字架。
What the flesh cannot accept the least is a cross.
他就是我们在十字架道路上的那个仇敌。
He is the obstacle of the cross, the way of the cross.
所以在哥林多前书第一章第十八、第十九节讲得非常清楚。
It's clearly illustrated in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 18 and 19.
因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written,I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and the understanding of those who have understanding. I will confound.
神的大能和慈爱都显在对以东的审判上面。
God's power and His mercy was displayed in the judgment of Edom.
对肉体的除灭，同时是雅各家的得胜和拯救。
And the destruction of the flesh was also the salvation of the Jacob's house.
是每个神儿女的得胜和拯救。
It's a victory and a salvation of each and every child of God.
这是神主权的恢复。
This is a restoration of the sovereignty of God.
这是国度的实际。
And this is a reality of the kingdom.
十字架是神儿女必经的道路。
The cross is a path that every child of God must take.
没有捷径。
And there is no shortcut.
十字架的意义就是让神掌权，不是我掌权。
And the significance of the cross is that God will reign, not I.
加勒太书第五章第二十四节这么讲：凡属基督耶稣的人。是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
Galatians 5 verse 24. Now those who belong to Jesus Christ, to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
在罗马书第八章第十四节说，是律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 4. So that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the spirit.
这是我在借用 前一段弟兄所用的一句话。
I will quote what the previous brother has said.
是一件很简单的事。
It's a simple thing.
但是一件不容易的事。
But it's not an easy thing.
所以第五个方面我们来看看我们今天如何胜过肉体呢？
The fifth aspect, let's see how we can overcome the flesh today.
神的话重复地告诉我们，随从圣灵是胜过肉体的关键。
God's word has repeatedly told us, following the leading of the Holy Spirit is the key to overcome the flesh.
那有些年轻人在读《正常基督徒的生活》。
So when some young people reading the normal Christian life,
如果读完这本书，你心里面生出一个坚定的信心。
After you read this book, and there is a conviction in you,
感谢主，那就是神的工作在我们身上。
Praise the Lord, and that is the work of God in us.
随从圣灵需要凭着信心。
And it takes faith for us to follow in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会带领我们，不给肉体留地位。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us so that we will not give a foothold to.
圣灵会使用十字架来做除灭的工作。
The Holy Spirit will use the cross to do the work of destruction.
圣灵能让对以东的审判在我们身上成为实际。
The Holy Spirit will let the judgment of Edom become the reality in us.
十字架的对付是带着破碎的。
The work of cross will bring about destruction.
如果我们还活在肉体之中。
If we still continue to live in the flesh,
希望怜悯的神把我们带到一个凌辱、责罚、极难的地步。
May God bring us to a state of distress, rebuke, and rejection.
但是祷告，我们都有一个受苦的心智。
May we pray that we have a heart to bear sufferings.
接受神对以东的审判在我们身上。
To accept God's judgment against Edom in us.
好，我现在有一个感觉。
I have a feeling.
太多时候我们，这当然包括我自己。
Oftentimes, we, including myself,
学习、讨论，甚至传讲圣灵的工作。
We study, discuss, and even preach a work of God.
十字架的真理。
The truth of the cross.
但我们可能同时忘记它的意义在于实行。
But we often forget that the significance lies in its practice.
圣灵的工作，十字架的真理，不能停留在道理的层次。
The work of the Spirit and the truth of the cross cannot remain merely in doctrines.
所以第一件事我们可以做的，让我们为此祷告啊。
So the first thing we can do is to pray for one another.
如果我不愿意，求神让我愿意啊。
If you are not willing, pray to God so that we will be willing.
我们为自己祷告。
We pray for ourselves.
为亲爱的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Pray for our dear brothers and sisters.
当时以色列人跟亚玛力人初次征战的时候。
When the Israelites are at war with the Amalekites first time.
摩西如何在山上举手祷告？
How Moses lifted his hands to pray for them on the mountain.
我们也起来祷告。
And we too should rise up and pray.
因为什么时候山上的手举起，山下的征战就得胜了。
Because whenever the hands on the mountain are raised, lifted up, the battles will be victorious.
但什么时候山上的手下垂的话，山下的征战就失败了。
And whenever the hands on the mountain are lowered, the battles will fail.
在我们中间有弟兄姐妹自发组织了一些祷告的聚会。
And there are several prayer gatherings among brothers and sisters.
或者为年幼的孩子。
Whether it is for young children.
或者是为着这个国家。
Or for this country.
让我们都起来祷告。
May we all rise up and pray.
因为只有我们的人被对付，我们才能够迎进国度。
Because only when the flesh is dealt with, can we usher in the kingdom.
我们祷告十字架，祷告的内容是什么呢？
So what is the content of our prayer regarding the cross?
祷告十字架在我们身上来对付世界。
We pray that the cross will deal with the world in us.
如果以东人在我们里面被除灭的话，世界就不会再吸引我们。
If Edom has been destroyed within us, then the world has no attraction to us.
最近我对新闻特别有兴趣。
Lately, I'm very interested in the news.
在上面花了很多的时间。
And I spent a lot of time on it.
身心都受了很多影响。
And I was affected physically and mentally.
首先，我失去里面的安静。
First of all, I lost the peace within.
那当然，读经祷告的时间也都被压缩。
And therefore, it reduced the time for me to pray and read the Bible.
所以神提醒我。
Therefore, the Lord reminded me.
多注目在国度上面。
I need to focus more on kingdom.
多思想一下神所经营、所建造的。
To consider more what the Lord is working on, what He has built.
这才是我们属灵的产业。
This is our spiritual inheritance.
只有回到神里面。
Only when we turn back to God,
我们才能够在这个弯曲悖谬的时代，凭着信心征战。
Can we wage this war with faith in this perverse and twisted time?
所以愿意神把我们的心夺回。
May the Lord capture our heart.
来归附在基督的里面。
So that we can yield, surrender ourselves in Jesus.
也祷告十字架在我们身上切实的对付骄傲。
And we also pray, that the cross will deal with the pride within us.
如果以东人已经被除灭，
If the Edomites have already been destroyed,
我们里面就不会有自高了。
Then there is no arrogance within us.
也不会以为凭着自己的能力可以得神的喜悦。
Then we know we will not please the Lord with our own abilities.
因为这是虚假。
Because this is falsehood.
这是肉体。
This is the flesh.
在外面可能有敬虔的外貌。
From the outside appearance, it may look as we were revered.
但里面没有敬虔的实际。
But there is no reality of fearing the Lord.
所以保罗专门写下加勒太书去抵挡那些凭着行律法才能得救的思想。
Therefore, Paul wrote the book of Galatians specifically to counter the beliefs that salvation could be obtained by keeping the law.
祷告我们学习凭信心生活。
We pray that we'll live by faith.
越过我们自己。
We can overcome ourselves.
越过弟兄姐妹们。
And overcome brothers and sisters.
越过教会的难处。
Overcome our difficulties.
越过这个国家的混乱。
Overcome this, the chaos in this country.
凭着信心。
By faith.
活在这个世上。
Live in this world.
这样的国度来到才能做见证。
And therefore we can be the testimonies when the kingdom comes.
也愿意我们不要忘记雅各得产业是因为他到了人的尽头。
May you also not forget Jacob can possess the inheritance because he came to the end of human.
他最后能够接受祝福，甚至赐予祝福，是因为他接受了神的恩典，接受了十字架破碎的工作。
He was able to accept and take the possession of the inheritance was because he accepted God's work, the work of the cross.
这个时候，一个人夸口。不会凭自己夸口了。
And at this time, the man will not be able to boast of himself.
他夸的是神的能力。
What he will boast of is God's power.
荣耀要归给神。
All glory will be unto God.
所以我们必须要被从高处拉下来。
Therefore, we need to be taken down to earth from high place.
在家中有许多许多我们学习的机会。
And in our household, we have a lot of opportunities for us to learn.
我们学习夫妻之间学习对不起。
Among the husband and wives, we learn to be apologetic to one another.
征战只需要最少两方，是不是？
It takes two to fight a battle, right?
那婚姻是一个很好学习的地方。
And in our marriage, it's a good learning place.
当夫妻敌对的时候，
When husband and wives oppose to one another,
怎么样让国度进来？
How can we usher in the kingdom?
怎么样一个家庭里面可以有平安喜乐。
How can a family have peace and joy?
对付骄傲。
And so that we can deal with the pride.
我在这里讲，但我有好多要学的。
I am standing here and sharing this, but I myself have a lot to learn.
我相信神已经用他的话把我们带到高处，看到这一点。
I believe that the Lord has, through His words, He brought us to a higher place and can see this.
但在实行上需要我们有许多许多的学习。
But in practice, we have so much to learn and to execute.
Amen. 那我们也可以祷告，十字架切实带我们来学习真正谦卑的功课。
And we can also pray that the cross will help us to learn the lesson of humility.
以东人被除灭，我们里面就不会有这些骄傲的反应了吗？
If Edom has been destroyed, then we will no longer react in pride.
刚才已经提过，我们会向神认罪悔改。
We said this earlier that we will repent before the Lord.
会与人认错和好。
We will apologize to people and reconcile with each other.
人的称赞不会动我们的心。
Man's praise will not touch our heart.
人的指责也不会引起我们里面的愤恨。
Man's rebuke will not incite anger in us.
当我们被冒犯的时候，
When we are offended,
或者不公正的事临到我们的时候，
And when we are treated unfairly,
学习把这件事交给大能的神。
And we learn to commit this, yield this to the Almighty
God. 因为彼得前书里面讲啊，
Because it's mentioned in 1 Peter.
只要你们服在神大能的手下，
If we subject ourselves or surrender ourselves under the Almighty God,
自卑
and humility,
神必叫我们升高。
God will exalt us.
这是属灵地位的升高。
This is the exalting of the holy position.
可以把我们带到一个君王的地位。
It will lead us to the position of a majestic king.
与神的儿子来同坐。
And be seated in the same place with God's Son.
所以我们也要祷告圣灵和十字架带我们切实的学习舍己的功课。
And we pray that the Holy Spirit and the cross will lead us to truly learn.
如果以东人已经被除灭的话，
If Edomites already destroyed,
因着顺服基督，我们之间就可以彼此顺服。
Through obeying Jesus, we can obey one another.
也是一样，在神家里，在教会，或者在我们自己的家里面。
And also, it's the same.In God's house and the same in our own house.
意见不一的时候，我们不会再像世人一样。
And when opinions differ, we will no longer be like people of this world.
不会再有争竞，不会再有嫉妒。
And there will be no strife. There is no jealousy.
这时候合一会显在我们中间。
And there will be unity among us.
舍己同时也是信心的功课。
And it's also a lesson of faith for us to deny ourselves.
在过去的夏令会下午分组的时候。
In the summer conference, in one of the workshops in the afternoon,
我参加的是，题目是如何持守身体合一的见证，这个专题。
The workshop that I joined is how to maintain the how to maintain the testimony of the unity of the in the body.
弟兄姐妹们参加的都有一个感受。
There is one thing that brothers and sisters share in common.
合一是属灵功课里面可能是最难学的一个功课。
We think the unity is one of the most difficult lessons to learn in our spiritual life.
当然读故事的弟兄姐妹告诉我们，当初尼迪兄到英国交通的时候也是提到这件事。
But brother and sister who also mentioned this in brother Watchman Nee also mentioned this.
跟另外一个弟兄交通的时候。
He mentioned this when he was fellowshipping with another brother.
就是神在地上的工作，合一可能是最后最难达到的。
He said that God's work, among all the things in God's work, unity is probably the most difficult thing to achieve.
而且在这个专题里面，我们有一个讨论的题目，就是拦阻合一见证的主要原因是什么。
And one of our topics was, what is the main obstacle to the...To the unity.
当我们预备的弟兄有我们心中的答案，想把这个答案给出去的时候，发现完全没有必要。
When we have our own answers in our heart, but when we are about to share this, we feel this is not even necessary.
分了很多的组，每个组回来，每个弟兄姐妹的回答都是一件事。
Because we have a lot of smaller groups, when we came back together and we all believe in one thing.
令人惊奇的。答案都是己，自己的己。
Surprisingly, we think the greatest obstacle is self.
所以让我们再次牢记。
Therefore, let us remember.
神对以东的审判要在我们身上成为实际。
God's judgment on Edom will become the reality.
不要逃避十字架。
Do not avoid the cross.
如果我们信主之后还没有过降杯的经历。
After we believe in the Lord, if we do not have not experienced of humbling ourselves.
没有过破碎的经历。
Not experienced being broken by God.
身上没有伤痕。
Have not bear any scars.
或者说没有十字架的经历的话。
Or never experienced the cross.
不需要自找苦吃的哈。
Then we may not need to seek for troubles.
我们的机会很多。
There will be many opportunities.
愿神提醒我们，这证明我们一直活在肉体里面。
May the Lord remind us, this is a very sign that we have been living in the flesh.
当圣灵在我们心里做主的时候。
When the Holy Spirit is ruling and reigning in our heart.
当我们凭着信心来祷告，来学习功课的时候。
When we are praying and read the Bible by faith.
也会有果子的。
And there will also be fruits.
而且基督可以在人前显大。
And Jesus will be magnified.
这是国度的实际。
This is a reality of the kingdom.
在加勒太书第五章22-25节，大家都很熟悉。
A book of Galatians chapter 5 verses 22-25, we are all familiar with this.
这里面讲到圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience.Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
Amen. 那我的话就停在这里。
So this concludes my own words.
现在让我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，愿意我们接受你对以东的愤怒。
Lord, may we accept your wrath on Edom.
让我们来依靠你对以东的审判。
And let us rely on the judgment you have against Edom.
愿意我们认识肉体。
May we have understanding of the flesh.
愿意我们凭信心来走这一条十字架的路。
May we walk by the Spirit on this path of cross.
因为这不是为着我们自己的好处。
Because this is not to benefit ourselves.
是为着国度必归耶和华。
But for the kingdom belong to the Lord Jesus.
今天仇敌好像吼叫的狮子，遍处游行。
Today the enemy is like a roaring lion prowling around the earth.
要寻找可吞吃的人。
Seeking those weak to devour.
我们把自己交在你手中。
We yield ourselves into your hands.
让我们切实学。随从圣灵的功课。
May we genuinely learn the lesson to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
也特别把我们的年轻人，我们的下一代，孩子们仰望交托在你的手中。
We particularly commit our young people, our children and our next generation into your hands.
求你保守他们不被狮子所吞灭。
May you keep them so that they will not be devoured by the enemy.
征战属于耶和华。
Battle belongs to the Lord.
我们凭着信心来信靠你。
And by faith, we'll rely on you, we'll trust in you.
当我们战胜苦难之后。
After we suffer the temporary sufferings.
你必要按着你的恩典。
You will treat us with your grace.
按着你的慈爱。
With your mercy.
亲自来坚固我们。
You will strengthen us.
成全我们。
Perfect us.
赐力量给我们。
Strengthen us.
愿权柄都归耶和华。
May all dominion be unto you.
帮助我们过着下一周的生活。
Help us to lead the week ahead of us.
帮助我们过着以下一直到你再来的时候这些时间里面的生活。
Help us to live our life until we get to see you again when you come back.
我们不敢靠自己。
We dare not rely on ourselves.
我们需要你来帮助我们。
We need you to help us.
牵我们的手。
Hold our hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.